I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations calls for more security forces and humanitarian aid as Central African Republic reaches a critical tipping point. Greg Kelly of World Mission.
Out of 189 countries that the UN Human Development Index rates, CAR is rated 188. It's en route to becoming a failed state.
Fighting flared following December elections, forcing more than 200,000 people to flee. Instability drives food prices sky high, leaving believers who remain in the country without a next meal. Connect with World Mission at missionnews.org to send help.
If we don't respond, people are going to be dying. It's a survival issue. We're at that point right now. There's a lot of things at stake here in the absence of our response.
And please pray people will see the love of Christ as believers help those in need. And two Christian men were harassed and arrested in Lahore, Pakistan last week. Their crime? Reading the Bible aloud in a public park. A Muslim man commanded them to stop, summoning a horde of others to surround them. Nehemiah of FMI says this case doesn't even fit Pakistan's draconian blasphemy laws, since the Christians didn't criticize the Quran or the Prophet Muhammad.
And I assume that one guy was illiterate, another guy was helping him to read the Bible. The guy who was passing by, who was Muslim, he heard that they are reading some unknown book. They call Bible unholy book.
Muslims regularly make bogus accusations against Pakistani Christians, often to steal property after they've been imprisoned. So please ask God to strengthen his Pakistani people. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Living Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.